welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe five regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? Gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. There's nothing like the smell of a batch of fresh baked cookies, hot right out of the oven. Stacy's made a whole basket of them to give to the new neighbor in town. It's something she and the club decided to do for any folks that might move into Wildwood. It's a mighty nice thing to do, no doubt about it. There's Stacy right now, knocking on the door.
May I help you?
Hi. My name is Stacy and I...
Are you selling something? I do not purchase anything from...
No, ma'am. I heard you just moved into town and...
You heard? So, it's begun already. The rumors, the gossip. I haven't been in town 2 days.
I'm sorry, I don't...
Let me give you some advice, young lady. Don't believe everything you hear.
I don't. I mean, are you Miss... Helga Grizzle?
Of course I am. What do you want?
Oh, well, the club... I mean, I brought you a basket of cookies to simply welcome you to town.
I would ask you to not knock on my door uninvited, especially at this early hour.
But Miss Grizzle...
This conversation has come to an end, young lady. Good day.
That was pleasant.
Helga came to town. Mean old Helga wears a frown. If you make her mad, then she will lock you up and throw out the key.
Excuse me, what are you saying?
Oh, it's a great new jump rope chant, Miss Harbor. Want to hear it again?
I heard it just fine. Where did you learn that?
Stacy made it up.
Goose!
Stacy?
I made it up about this mean old lady that I met last weekend.
Stacy told us all about it, Miss Harbor. She actually said no to a basket of Stacy's cookies.
I still don't believe it. I've never met anyone that mean.
But it's true. She growled at me and slammed her door right in my face.
Okay, I understand that part. But did I hear you say mean old Helga?
That's the lady's name. She's a wolf that just moved into town. My mom told me that there used to be a teacher named Helga Grizzle in Wildwood. And she got fired for locking a student in the closet. Hey, do you think that's the same Miss Grizzle? Miss Harbor?
What? Oh, sorry. All right, time for class. Everyone inside. Take your seats, class. We have a lot to study today. But first, I have a question. Can anyone tell me why it's not okay to make fun of others? Yes, Goose?
'Cause I'm rubber, and you're glue, and whatever I say bounces off of you and sticks to... I mean, whatever sticks on me then bounces over to you, and I...
Thank you. Thank you, Goose. CJ?
Because you should treat others the same way you want to be treated.
You're right, CJ. It's not okay to hurt others, even behind their back.
But what if they're really rude to you? Even when you tried to be nice?
Then you need to show a little grace. We should all be kind and understanding to others, even when they don't deserve it.
But what if
I was disappointed in what I heard you all saying in the schoolyard this morning. I hope you'll be careful about how you talk about others in the future.
Yes, Miss Harper.
Okay, now turn in your science books to page 87. Pay close attention as we read, because your homework this weekend will be to write two reports, one on this chapter and another on how it applies to our lives in Wildwood. That's enough. We have lessons to learn, so now let's get focused. In fact, I'm going to assign you a third essay. By Monday, I want each of you to write 200 words about showing grace to others. Understood?
Yes, Miss Harbor.
Well, the class wasn't too happy that day, but they sat quiet and did what Miss Harbor told them. Then they went home for the weekend with more homework than you can shake a ruler at. But when they got back to school on Monday, well, things had changed considerably.
Did you get all your homework done?
Just barely. The science reports weren't too bad, but the essay on being gracious was kind of hard.
Really? I thought that one was easy.
Uh-oh, we better hurry. What is it, Stace?
Miss Helga Grizzle!
What?
What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a substitute teacher before? Now take your seats. Miss Harbor will be taking a much-deserved hiatus.
A what?
A vacation. Until she returns, I will be your teacher.
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm Abijah from Manchester, Pennsylvania. You know what I like to listen to the most? Positive Tales, of course. Don't go away. We got Pocket Full of Positive Tales coming right up.
Welcome, everyone. Nat the Beaver here. I have a very sweet mom here with me today that would love to tell you what she thinks about paws and tails. Go ahead, ma'am, that I have never met before.
I love that the kids in the club are so fun and take care of each other while they are learning about God.
Mom, read the whole script.
And I love that Ned Cleaver character. He is my favorite.
Better. Much better.
Stop slouching, Ned.
Mom!
Now, if those kids thought school was long on Friday with Miss Harbor, then they must have thought Monday with Miss Helga Grizzle was an eternity. You never heard so much complaining. After school, they told Papa Chuck about their first day with the new substitute teacher.
She was awful.
She was hard.
She was mean, mean, mean.
All right, calm down. Mr. Peebles, we're gonna need some sodas here.
We're serious, Papa Chuck. Miss Gristle hates us.
She just kept telling us everything we did was wrong.
And she's mean, mean, mean.
Everyone just take a deep breath. Can we hurry with those sodas? Now, one at a time. Tell me all about your day. CJ.
Well, first of all, she started the morning by making us all stand up straight. We had to say our names out loud.
That doesn't sound so bad.
You didn't see it. My name is CJ Brown.
Louder, please. I can't hear you.
CJ Brown!
You don't need to yell.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am.
Next.
Goose, ma'am.
What's your full name?
Pinky Gongoozler. Ma'am. Your Honor. Ma'am. But my friends call me Goose. Well, you can call me whatever you like. Well, not because you're not my friend or anything. I mean...
Next.
My name is Ned Cleaver.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Telling you?
Okay, so Miss Grizzle may have a different style of teaching. She's just running a tight ship.
Oh, but you don't know the half of it. It got a lot worse.
Miss Gongoozler, repeat that sentence with a proper preposition.
Prep-o-what?
Preposition. Surely you're familiar with prepositions. In, by, for, with, to.
Oh, you mean itty-bitty words.
I think Miss Harbor said we're going to study grammar and stuff in the fourth grade.
It's never too early to learn something as simple as proper grammar, Mr. Brown. If you cannot speak well, people will think you're ignorant. And if people believe you're ignorant, they won't give you the time of day. No one wants to listen to a bunch of yokels from Half-Wit Falls.
This is Wildwood, ma'am.
I am well aware that where we are is Wildwood, Miss Gongoozler.
Wow, alliteration. Cool.
Starting today and for the rest of the week, this class is going to study language skills. We'll get you caught up in no time.
The rest of the week?
See, Papa Chuck, no one could be worse than that.
Mean, mean, mean.
Well, did you learn something today?
Well, I did make up a new song. I remember things better if I sing them in a song. So I made up a little song about prepositions to the tune of Pop Goes the Weasel. Around, across, among, to, against, along, beyond, through, before, behind, out, under, without, after, during, for, about. These
okay,
are prepositions.
I got it.
You
I got it.
Before.
Okay, la, Goose. La, la, la. I got it.
Can't wait till we get Miss Harbor back, and soon.
I think you all need to be patient. Miss Grizzle may be a bit tougher than Miss Harbor, but give her a chance. She can't be all that bad.
Oh, yes, she can.
Stacy, I was wondering where you were. What do you think of the new substitute?
Miss Grizzle hates me.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't actually hate you.
Yes, she does. She made me stay after school for detention. In fact, I have to go to detention all week. It's horrible.
Mr. Peebles, can we get another one of those sodas down here? Now, calm down and tell me what happened.
Well, you're in the middle of our history lesson.
Let's review the chapter. And I hope you've been listening. I would hate to tell your parents you haven't paid attention in class. Question one. Who was the first mayor of Wildwood? C.J. Brown?
Jeremiah Hickory?
Correct, Mr. Brown. Question two. What was the first building built in Wildwood? Mr. Cleaver?
Oh, I know that. It was a jailhouse.
Good. I'm relieved to see at least two students have been listening. Question three, Miss Gongoozler, who was in the original group to settle homesteads in Wildwood? Miss Clemmer, is there something you'd like to share with the class?
No, ma'am.
You passed a note to Miss Gongoozler while I was asking her a question. Please stand and read the contents of your little missive with the rest of the class.
I'd rather not.
You will stand up this instant, and you will tell us exactly what you wrote to your classmate.
Please, Miss Grizzle, I can't.
Then Miss Gongoozler will stand up and read the note for you.
No, ma'am, that's not necessary. I was just telling Goose that...
Miss Gongoozler, read the note aloud to the class. Chin up, speak clearly.
Goose, I think... I love the way she makes a little smiley face over her eyes.
Read the rest of the note.
Oh, yeah. Goose, I think that you better be good or she might... Oh, this is...
Miss Gongoozler?
Or she might lock you in the closet.
That was uncalled for. Miss Clemmer, you will spend the rest of the week in detention. After school... At your desk. Understood?
Stacy, That's not like you.
Well, if she hadn't been so awful about it, I didn't mean for her to see the note.
You wrote something very hurtful.
But it's true. I heard she was fired because she locked a student in the broom closet
now,
and—
hold on, Stacy. You heard about something that happened a long time ago. I've heard that story myself, but I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, and neither do you. But I do know this. Someone thought she deserved a break.
She deserves a break? She's the one that needs to give us a break.
Well, until Miss Harbor returns, she is your teacher, and she deserves your respect. You kids know better than to be saying mean things about people and spreading rumors. I think you should all be doing some serious praying about how God wants you to behave towards Miss Grizzle.
I know, Papa Chuck. But she thinks I'm a good-for-nothing hooligan. She hates me. I don't think I can face her again.
That's why you need to be praying about this tonight. And tomorrow? Well, tomorrow you'll need to go to school and take whatever comes your way.
I knew you were gonna say that.
From Barrie, Ontario. Don't go away. There's more Present Tales coming right up.
Hey there, everyone. Dave Carl here. We want to put your kid on an episode of Paws and Tales saying something like this. Hi, I'm Henry from North Carolina. If I could spend the day with CJ, I'd want to build a treehouse together. Now, we have some suggested scripts for you waiting just inside the clubhouse. We can't wait to hear what you all come up with. Record them, send them in, and we'll broadcast them to the world!
Well, I wish I could tell you that things got easier for Stacy and her classmates, but by the time that week was over, those kids were just plain exhausted. Saturday morning came, and Stacy headed off to pay a visit to Mrs. Shuffleby. On the way, she passed the school and couldn't help but get to thinking about mean Miss Grizzle and what she might be planning for them all on Monday. Just as Stacy rounded the corner, she noticed the door was wide open and a familiar face was inside.
Miss Harper, am I glad to see you?
How nice, Stacy. How was last week?
I can't wait to have you back. Miss Grizzle has been an awful substitute. She was mean and cruel and—
ooh, now wait a minute, Stacy. Why don't you tell me what happened?
She gave me a whole week's detention for some dumb little thing.
What dumb little thing?
I kind of wrote something about Miss Grizzle locking Goose in the closet.
Oh, Stacy, you didn't.
I know it wasn't nice, but—
Stacy, that was a terrible thing to write.
I know. But she was treating us like we were monsters.
Stacy, you don't understand. Miss Grizzle used to be my teacher.
Really?
I was her best student. I never got into any trouble either. But then one day...
Miss Harbor?
Yes, Miss Grizzle?
Where are the tests that were on my desk?
I haven't seen them, ma'am.
Is that so? You're the only student who's been in here the last half hour.
Yes, ma'am. I've been finishing my homework early so I can go to my game.
I saw those tests on my desk before I left this room.
I'm sorry, but I don't know where they are, ma'am.
If you're not going to tell me the truth, then I'll have to give you a detention.
But I am telling the truth.
I'm disappointed in you, Miss Harbor. I expected more honesty from a student like you.
Miss Grizzle, please, I'll be late for my game. My team needs me. It's the championship.
What's important, Miss Harbor, is telling the truth. Now, you'll put yourself to good use by cleaning the windows and sweeping the floors.
Oh, excuse me. Do you have a moment to chat, Miss Grizzle?
This isn't fair.
I'll be right out, Miss Shuffleby. The brushes and broom are in the closet. If you finish in time, you can go to your game.
So, she did lock you in the broom closet. What a mean ornery...
No, Stacy, that's not what happened.
But if she didn't do it, then...
It wasn't until a few weeks later that I discovered, quite by accident, something very interesting about this classroom. Here, let me show you. Why don't you go over to the broom closet and open the door?
Okay.
I remember clearly on that afternoon, I heard Miss Grizzle walking outside to speak with Mrs. Shuffleby. Now, watch what happens when I quickly open the school doors.
The door closed itself.
Miss Grizzle and Mrs. Shuffleby must have chatted for quite a while. Afterward, when Miss Grizzle looked back in the classroom and didn't see me anywhere, she naturally assumed that I had finished sweeping and gone home. By the time someone heard me crying in there, it was too late. The game was over. Our team had lost. I was angry. My team was upset. The whole school was mad. Before I could set the story straight, everyone in town believed the rumor that Miss Grizzle had locked me in the closet. She was gone before I realized what had happened.
So, Miss Grizzle got fired because everyone thought she locked you in the closet?
It was just the straw that broke the camel's back. She had been pretty mean to everyone in town. Plenty of parents had complained about her to the school board. They were just looking for one good reason to let her go.
But still, what she did wasn't fair. Didn't she kind of deserve it anyway?
Even though she was always tough on her class, maybe even too hard sometimes, she really cared that we were learning. It wasn't till I was older that I realized it.
I don't get it. How could you like a person who's not very likable?
Stacy, that is why I gave the class that assignment on grace. Miss Grizzle needs God's grace just as much as you and me.
But Miss Grizzle didn't say a kind word all week.
That's the wonderful thing about grace, Stacy. God shows us favor, even though we don't deserve it. Just think about how unkind we are to God when we disobey Him. And yet He still loves us and forgives us. And Miss Grizzle needs to receive grace as much as you and I need to give it.
I don't think she's had much practice receiving grace.
You may be right. When I found Miss Grizzle was back in town after all these years, I needed to do for her what God would do for me.
What do you mean?
Well, I asked the school board to let Miss Grizzle substitute while I took a few days off.
Oh, you gave grace to Miss Grizzle.
Exactly. Perhaps you should think about doing the same thing before it's too late. I know that showing grace can be hard, Stacy. But receiving it is just as hard, sometimes even more so. But we all get better as we go.
But you are coming back, aren't you?
Well, of course. But I think I need to give Miss Grizzle another day or two, don't you think?
Well, Stacy did a lot of thinking and praying over the weekend. No matter how hard she tried, she just couldn't bring herself to like Miss Grizzle. But she knew Miss Harbor was right. So first thing Monday morning, she headed off to school a little bit early.
Excuse me, Miss Grizzle?
You're here early. I hope you don't plan on earning yourself more detentions this week.
No, ma'am. I just... Well, see, I...
Stop staring at the floor, Miss Clemmer. Stand up straight, look me in the face, and state your business.
I just wanted to tell you that I talked to Miss Harbor, and, well, she told me that you used to be a really good teacher.
Used to be?
That's not what I meant.
I've been a teacher for many years, young lady. Some of my students have gone on to become doctors and engineers.
What I'm trying to say is, I wrote a card to thank you for teaching our class, and, well, teaching me so much in the last week. So, anyways, I'm sorry for disturbing you so early in the morning. If it's all right, I'll just sit at my desk and read till class starts.
Miss Clemmer?
Yes, ma'am?
You may think this is a very nice thing to do for a strict old lady.
No, it's just...
I know I'm not the friendliest old wolf in the world. I have my ways and others have theirs.
Yes, ma'am.
For your information, this is not the nicest thing a student has done for me.
I didn't mean to...
It's only the second nicest thing.
Oh. Oh, may I ask, what was the first?
When Miss Harbor gave me a second chance. Lord knows I didn't deserve it.
Miss Harbor's very nice.
Yes. Yes, she is. And this is a very kind thing you have done for me. Thank you, Miss Clemmer. Anyway, if that basket of cookies is still available, I wouldn't be opposed to it. So long as they're not dry and crumbly, there's nothing worse than giving someone a basket of cookies that are all dry and crumbly. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, God's grace can be a wonderful thing. None of us deserves it, but the Lord pours it on us anyway. Best of all, it's something we can pass along to others. It's sort of like showing folks just a little bit of what God is like.
I'm just a girl, an innocent girl. I play by the rules at home and at school. But this teacher I got is from the school of hard knocks. Yeah, she's got a mean streak. Now my whole future looks bleak. Oh, tell me, how do I get through? Please tell me, what would Jesus do?
We can tell you.
There's just one answer.
Yeah, we know.
You gotta give a little grace, grace. Put a smile on your face, face. Take the wrongs and erase, erase. And when you think you're gonna blow your top, stop and give a little grace, grace.
Textbook nice, but things aren't going well, 'cause she's ringing my bell. How can I be a peach to a sour grapes teach when it isn't deserved? That's one big learning curve. This doesn't seem like simple ABCs,
but it's really very elementary.
Yeah, it's simple.
You gotta give a little grace, grace. Put a smile on your face, face. Take the wrongs and erase, erase. And when you think you're gonna blow your top, stop and give a little grace, grace. 'Cause we all make mistakes, mistakes. So just put on your brakes, brakes. And think of what the Lord has done for you. Then let it shine through and give grace. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Order a copy of today's program, Miss Helga Grissel. Just log on to pawsandtails.org. Miss Helga Grissel was written by Jeff White and directed by Eric Basil. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song, A Little Grace, was written by Sandy Howell and Shelley Spady. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.